Log Talk Radio.
Hello? Yeah. I'm not.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? I'm trying to figure this out. Welcome to the
views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. John Ross to no limit.
Stand up.
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirits, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alibeshoes.com/LUS-3.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Radio Talk Show. We're going down today. And hey, I know I got DJ Sir J Boogie in the building. What's going on, DJ Sir J Boogie?
Hey, what's going on, Sean MacDaddy Ross? Everything is fine, man. I'm here in Houston. We just came from the Nipsey Hussle candlelight visuals off the hook.
Wow. And, hey, we got to talk about that, man. We really got to talk about that Nipsey Hussle thing, man. My heart is so heavy, you know. Love Chronicles, I had the honor of working with Nipsey on several accounts, and just to see that tragedy happen, man, I mean, it's crazy. How do you feel that we heal from a nation in this aspect from the entertainment world? I mean, what can we learn from this?
Well, one thing for sure is, you know, we just got to really, like I said, you got to watch the blueprint or see what he laid down. And it, like they say, it's a marathon, so we got to keep running it and pick up and make sure his legacy is filled, you know. And just, you know, we're going to have to, but I know what he would want from us. He would want us to keep moving, keep pushing.
Right. Most definitely. This has been an experience, man. Just to see, you know. I mean, sometimes I just have to just take a breath, because sometimes we can get caught up with the day to day activities of life that we don't value life.
Man.
So to see a brother who was young, captivated, did what to do for his community and his people. I mean, I got a number of thumbs up, and with the notion of when they say the government and the views of the government were had animosity about him and with the Dr. Sadie documentary. I mean, just a take.
Yeah.
I mean, documentary. It's crazy.
Man. I mean, you know, like I said, man, well, you know, Nick Cannon said he's going to pick it up.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up now. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And also, I was reading Yolanda Whitaker, Yo-Yo. She said the same things. Well, I'll copy what she mentioned about, you know, when will we wake up? Why does it, we have to lose another life over something so simple? The jealousy aspect of it. Crazy.
Right.
Don't get it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, you know, they talk about the Willie Lynch letter, too, you know. So it's deep-rooted, bro. This is not the first generation that we've lost, you know, leaders, you know, or our leader. And, you know, man, us, the people, man, we got to – I think we're starting to – it's getting better. I mean, it ain't all the way there, but I think it's better than it was.
All right, well, we're going to keep the show going. We're going to pay the bills. I know this is so – we got this young lady coming. I just made her mic hot. I mean, I know y'all know who she is. This young lady, she's been doing things. I mean, I met this young lady way back. She's my soul sister. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you watch Flavor of Love. So with no further ado, I want y'all to welcome to the Real Sean Ross Show. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for Mr. Foreign!
All right.
Safari's in the building, y'all.
Hey.
We turned up. What did you do, Safari?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm real full right now. I just got finished eating, so I'm good. I'm ready to talk and have fun.
Hey.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're in the building. We got a live audience and all that. We got a live audience in Houston, a live audience in Cincinnati, and a live audience in LA going on simultaneously at the same prophetic time. So again, I want to welcome you to the show. That's my one of the co-hosts, DJ Sir J Boogie, in the building. One of the hottest DJs out of the Houston area, and we just feel honored to have you in the building. So tell me, we're just captured right before you came in about the Nipsey Hussle. So, I mean, how's L.A. doing right now dealing with the Nipsey Hussle situation?
Oh, it's all bad. It's all bad. And as you know, that's my neighborhood, like where I grew up. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother lived like 60th and Bryanhurst for like 40 years. So,
wow.
I grew up in that neighborhood. So, yeah, it's just real bad that, huh?
Okay,
Hyde Park? Okay. Like Hyde Park, and what's the cross street?
Yeah, Hyde Park area. Yeah.
Like where? Hyde Park or what?
No, I was just saying the Hyde Park district. You know, like they got the Crenshaw district and, the Merck district. You know, I'm just naming districts.
The Merck Park.
Oh, I didn't even know they changed them into districts. You know, I didn't even know they was districts. Now, that's how long I've been from this place. I'm like, I'm thinking Hyde Park was street. Like, Hyde Park was Boulevard.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, where?
Hyde
Park
street,
and what? Yeah,
right,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, how fucking Florence? What? So, Crenshaw, like 60th and Bryanhurst is right there, like 60th and Crenshaw, which is like a couple of blocks away from the Marathon store. So that whole situation is sad. Everybody, you know, sad about it. You know, it's just crazy, you know, but the trip part to me is the fact that it was somebody from his own set. You know what I mean? Which makes me just know that it's got to be something a little bit deeper than he walked up and somebody said he a snitch. You know what I'm saying? It's something else a little bit deeper going on. You know what I'm saying? But in every situation like this, it's always a Judas. You know? So just be mindful of your Judases.
Yeah, there are some conspiracy theories in reference with the documentary that you were talking about in reference to Dr. Sabi. And I'm like, wow, what me? I just don't get it, but it's Hardy. But we gonna give Nipsey Hussle. We got a special mix that we gonna share to America and those that's listening over in London and Dubai. We got something special for you. What's going on with you, Safari? What's been going on? Everybody seeing you with on the Flavor of Love with my man Flavor Flav. What's been in Safari? What's Safari been up to?
Hey.
Oh my God, Safari have been around the world and back 3 times.
I know that's
LA,
right.
You know, actually, me and King T are going to be doing a radio show later on May. Yeah, Liquid Radio. So y'all look out for that.
Okay.
And there's some other things too. I just want to speak on right now today, all in concrete. You know what I'm saying? Everything is concrete.
Okay.
There's a lot of things going on. Put it like that. There's some things going on. It's going down in 19.
All right. All right, now I remember you had a lip gloss thing, something off lipstick thing. You know, I don't know if we can talk about that. I seen you had or something wrapping on some cosmetics. I ain't know Safari. Like, have you got the new Safari?
The lip chat.
Is that still on?
The lip chat.
The lip chat.
The lip chat was.
Yeah, the lip chat.
Lip chat was a unisex lip balm, and it was for everybody.
Okay.
Boys, girls, boys that are girls. Girls that are boys, it's for everybody. But
everybody.
It's not going on right now. People have tried to get me to relaunch it. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but at this point right now, it is not on.
Wow. Okay. Well, Safari, now I have one question in reference. You know, we talk about reality TV. Now, what do you think the changes, some of the biggest changes that have occurred from when you start out with Flavor of Love versus to the reality shows that you see now, Love of Hip Hop, Growing Up Hip Hop, and all the Atlanta Housewives, Basketball Wives? What is your take on all of it?
Oh, it's way faker. You know, and people have made up storylines, and it's just like, you know, it's like Telemundo. It's like bad acting.
Wow. Did she not say Telemundo?
You know, Telemundo, my nigga.
Okay.
Telemundo. It's
wow.
So, yeah. So it's way different. It's like with us back when we started doing this, the difference was it was like, there was no script. There was no what's going to happen. It would be like basically you're put in a situation and whatever happens is, you know, your reaction to the situation. Now, basically what's going on is they're making up things and then plotting out how they're going to even react in the situation. And then they're like, in the situation, they're like, cut, wait a minute, let's do that over. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying cut, that's not reality. That's
right.
Script.
Yeah.
True.
But without a script, it's weird. So hey.
Wow, that's going to say script reality, for the most part.
Yes.
Wow.
Unscripted,
okay.
Scripted.
Unscripted. Scripted.
Yeah. Unscripted.
Yeah.
Scripted.
That part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
okay.
Part.
We got a couple of people in our live audience, and I'm going to ask one of them to come on in. I got a question for you. Her name is Tiffany Menard. Welcome, Miss Tiffany Menard. You're live with Safari in the building.
Hey.
I
can't hear anything.
Oh, can you hear? Hold on a second. No, that was
What do you think some benefits are of being on a reality TV show?
I think the benefits are, if you're a business person, it's going to help you sell whatever it is you're selling. If you're selling yourself, in other words, like if you're an actor or, you know, you're a musician or whatever, it's going to help you sell your product, and your product is yourself. So basically television is sales. That's why they have commercials. That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to help you sell more of it. If you have nothing to sell, then you should not be on there.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are there any negative things that you would say that comes along with being on a reality TV show?
Well, it depends on how fragile your ego is or how fragile of a person you are, because there's no telling how you're going to be portrayed. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you could be portrayed in a way that may not be something that you might want to not look like. So therefore,
right.
if your ego is very fragile, you feel like, oh my God, my brand is just going to die because people just see me cry, or somebody just see me do slap
yeah.
somebody, or somebody just see me do some stuff that's in my character, but I just didn't want people to know it was in my character.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the day, they can't edit something that you just didn't do. If you did not do it, it cannot be put there to be done.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
the only thing that I would say. But other than that, I say have fun with it. In people's trains of thought, their remembering patterns are very
mm-hmm.
short these days. I know mine is. It's like I will forget some shit that happened today, like from by the time evening hits. So it really doesn't matter. So I think if it's beneficial to you and you think it's beneficial to you, do it. Jump in. That's
mm-hmm.
all I can say is jump
okay.
in the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then based off of your experience, would you recommend for would you recommend somebody else to try being on a reality TV show?
I would, from my experience, definitely. For sure. Because I didn't even know. Because of my, put it like this, because of my experience with reality TV is how I even came up with the product Lip Chat. It came from
mm-hmm.
a scene that happened on the show. Me and this girl got into it. I didn't know it was going to blow up like that. You know what I'm saying? The word in general.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to be able to take that and benefit off of it, because I made lots of money off of that, it worked out very, very well for me. Very, very well.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Wow. Good. And we have Safari
yeah.
in the building, and we got to pay the bills real quick, so I'm going to put this out here. Hold tight, everybody. Hold tight. Don't nobody go nowhere.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, y'all. And we're back real quick. Well, we still got to pay the bills, and I just got a special thing for Jay Bookie. He thought we forgot about him. So we're going to do it like this, y'all.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me there? Right away, won't you, baby? Tenderoni, you got to be. Spark my need, just sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city light. Spend the night, eat the love and pain. Let me take it to the max. I want to love you. Get a young thing. You need some loving. Send a loving care. And I'll take you there. Yes, I will. Pretty young things, repeat after me. Pretty young things, repeat after me. Say no.
That dress so scandalous, and you know I never think I'm gonna handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like your dance on the hip hop spot, and you cruise through the cruise like a neck to dot. Not just urban, she liked to pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like wah, baby, move your butt, I think I sing it again. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like wah. All night long, let me see that thong, baby. That thong, I like it when the beat go.
baby, make your booty go. That thong, 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 thong. That girl so scandalous, and I know another nigga couldn't handle it. And she shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eye so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spot, and she cruised to the cruise, and connected that. Not just urban, she liked to pop, cause she was living la vida loca.
Back in the days, it was cool. So a man's heart was food. Now it's a cute face of fat. Ladies, what it do? I'ma keep my eyes on you. Stay popping in my stream. Keeping it 100, you done got me through some things. When the lightweight mad, and his day going bad. Just see you turned around, turn the frown upside down. It's your grind and your hustle. Success and your struggle. We hit that hard button cause we motherfuckers. When act like suckers saying put some clothes on, haters really mad they can't have you for they own. So when you hear this song, soon as it come on, go ahead and take a pic, make sure you at me in that. It's the chick, it's the chick. Take a pic, let me see your Insta drip. It's the chick, it's the chick. Take a pic.
Let me see your Insta drip.
Girl, you just my type.
Rockin' them high heels.
You deserve a million likes.
Boy, you know the deal.
Sexy Insta drippin'.
So sexy.
I need you in my world.
She ready.
As my Spanish-speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
Welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J. Boogie, and we got our special guest, Miss Safari. Safari, go ahead and sing out. What's that slogan? What's that slogan you just mentioned to me? The slogan you just mentioned to me. One more time. Give it to him one more time.
Hustle and motivate?
That's right. Hustle and motivate. Hustle and motivate every day, every day, every day, every day. Oh, we got to talk about what else is going on, y'all? We got to talk about American Leather. What's going on, new Safari? I got to give it up. Jay Boogie, I got to give it up. And Tiffany Menard and Rick and Brandy. We have to give it up for Chicago, the first female mayor that's standing in her own truths and all her own beliefs. Wow. What y'all think about that one?
I think that's so dope. What's her name? Miss Lightfoot? Mayor Lightfoot,
and Miss Lightfoot,
right?
I believe so. Yep, Mayor Lightfoot. You're absolutely correct.
She's Indian, too, right?
Yeah, that's dope.
She got to be an Indian if her last name Lightfoot.
Yeah. Well, you say at the end, we got a lot of Indian in us.
She must be
Miss Lightfoot. Yeah, she represented two cultures, two ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah.
Lightfoot, she's going to be. I would hate to mess around with her. She's going to go hard on somebody. And she's standing up. I'm like, wow. Title 19. Yeah, she's going to be Lightfooting somebody. I mean, I wish somebody would disrespect her. Boy, she's going to rule with an iron fist. She ain't playing. She is not playing any games. So, again, if you're out there in Chicago, to the Tillmans, Jimmy Lee Tillman, Jamalita, Ebony Tillman, Harold Washington, the first African-American man, Harold Washington. Yeah, they got a building. So, matter of fact, we're going to tape the next inmate. We're going to tape the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session in the Harold Washington Building in Chicago. Yeah, this show does travel. The Boom Boom Room, we travel, baby. That part. Yes, sir. And I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Ed Water and Lisa Stewart. You know, they always making sure we dress right, dress, and giving us everything we need to be successful in this business. But Safari, let's know about Safari. Let's go. Let's open about Safari. Safari, can you tell us one or two things? First, if we had to know three things about Safari, what would those three things be about Safari?
In which category?
What
three
kind of
category?
Oh, wow.
Okay,
if somebody wants to date, okay, so for example, somebody wants to date Safari, how do they go about it? What three things that you take into account that will, you know, make you, you know, feel like, okay, just maybe?
Three things that would make me want to date someone?
What characteristics should they have? Yeah, that's the question.
Okay, I think they should smell good. That's very, very, just, very, very, very important. They have to smell good. Swear, I have a nose like a fucking bloodhound. It's like I can smell everything from far away. I smell everything. So, yeah, it's like they gotta smell good. They have to have excellent character. Character is so important to me. You know, character would be the second thing. The third thing would be, a trait. Let me think. I think the third thing would have to be, they have to be very experimental, so that when we do go on this date, we gotta have fun. We have to have fun.
Okay, so
because I bore easily.
So you like somebody to do something spontaneous, somebody that just like, okay, let's go jump off a, cliff climbing. Then when we get to the top of the cliff, we're going to parachute down or something like that, huh?
I'll be like, I will see you when you get back down because I am not climbing. When you come down, let me know how it was.
Okay, I dig it, So, well, let me keep it like bowling, roller skating, horseback riding. You horseback ride?
Yeah. I like horses.
Okay.
I like horses.
Yeah, that's
more of my speed. I'm not like one of those Will Smith people that need to go jump out planes and bucket list. I don't have no bucket list to do none of that. None of that is on my bucket list.
Okay. All right. So are there, since we know that, you know, doing the Flair Flav has been, it's been a while, and I know you've been around the world. Is there a couple of places that you wish you would have touched down, or one or two that are in your bucket list to visit, cities or countries?
Oh yeah, for sure. I definitely need to go see the pyramids. I need to get to Egypt to go see the pyramids. That's definitely on my bucket list of things that I want to do. I need to see that. I need to go there. Feeling that my intuition, I don't know, I might start having psychic visions or something, but I think I need to go there because there's something that's calling me.
Okay, I can dig it. Okay, Safari, what's your favorite color?
Huh?
This is the speed round.
Purple.
Oh, purple. You know, you got the cues on the phone. And how do you balance personal versus business?
Balance them. First of all, if it's personal and business, then we just have to have communication, an open line of communication, so we know what boundaries to cross and what boundaries not to cross. If it's personal and business, if it's business and it's strictly business, it needs to stay in that category. If it's personal, it should not cross over into business. But if it's a business relationship that is personal, then we definitely have to have open line of communication and definitely have everything written down so people don't get confused. Because just because your toes curled don't mean that, you know, you can start coming in here doing all kinds of shit that ain't on this contract. So we just need to make sure we keep it like that.
Wow.
Contract.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
okay. That makes.
What about you? I mean, like, if you're having a business relationship that's also personal, how do you keep it, you know, intact? Like, you know, I think
Wendy
should have learned some of this.
My thought and notion to that is that, and try not to mix the two. And if you have to mix the two, you have to have some strong guidelines and boundaries, like, so the person doesn't feel intimidated, less less devalued. You know, don't want to be devalued as a person, versus because their thoughts and opinions are not accepted or respected from a business standpoint. Versus then from a business standpoint, they take into account like, well, hey, I'm with you after hours. You know, why can't you treat me the way you treat me beginning hours? You feel me? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
During hours?
Yep, it does make sense.
So,
it makes sense.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, so
I'm
just saying.
I think it's oil and water.
Yeah, Jay Boogie?
I think it's oil and water. It don't mix.
I think there could be some good business personal relationships, because I think Jay-Z and Beyonce pull it off sometimes. It's not all the time, but I think sometimes, you know, when they go on tour together, that's a business personal relationship. I think, you know, they make
yeah,
that work.
Yeah,
this is Tiffany. No, I agree with you. I think some people can. I think when they both have an understanding of what it is with the personal versus the business, and then they both make sure those lines don't get crossed.
Right, and it's like, I don't think that I would want to be consistently in business with my significant other, like just sometimes, but not like every single day. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like dry
business,
cleaners or something.
Period.
No way.
Yeah. Like, I would hate to be in a situation like Wendy Williams. I would hate to be in that situation where I'm so entangled with business with my significant other that he can go out and basically mess around and I can't even kick his ass to the curb because we're so entangled.
That's horrible.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, I'm hoping they have a prenup.
Yeah,
they got a prenup. But
yeah,
I know they don't.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. So let me ask you, Shamar, what's your favorite sport? Do you watch sports? Are you into sports? I mean, you know, you got two NFL teams there in Los Angeles. Are you a Charger or are you a Rams?
I don't like football.
I love basketball.
And my reasoning is because I just like the shape of the men that play basketball better than the shape of the men that play football.
Wow.
Real significant, like we boycotting NFL. Nah, I didn't like the NFL before that. So it's real easy for me not to watch it.
Whoa.
Okay, right. Right, yeah. Well, hey, I can't say no more. You said it all in one shot. Hey, check it out, y'all.
Yeah,
oh, I got a special guest. I got a special guest that just chimed in, y'all. He's live on a wired safari. I got to get you in. Hey, you got to bless us for the next video. This artist, he's in the building. I'm going to drop his single. Hey, DJ Sir J Boogie. We got y'all welcome Mr. Mace to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Mr. Mace.
What it do? What it do? What's happening?
You got that bag entertainment. It's definitely in the building. Okay. How you doing today, sir? You got Miss Safari. She in the building with us tonight. Take a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
In the boom boom room.
How y'all doing? I'm blessed by the best. I can't complain.
All right, Mr. Max, we ain't gonna hold you. I know you're moving and grooving, man. But can you tell us about this single? You got Tetris where you and Moneybag go, and who else is on that track?
Yeah, I got the Tetris single, man. It's me, Moneybag, yo. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to the Bread Gang. And my other fellow artist, Mr. Mud.
Okay.
Hey, how come I don't have that? Sean?
Boogie, you supposed to have
uh-oh.
All the
uh-oh.
You supposed to have everything. You supposed to have it
that's
all
Sean,
with you.
That's Sean, man. Sean messed up. Oh, man.
Oh, see, we're going to... See, we're going to have to take care of this off air. Jay Boogie just shucking and jiving. I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Mace. We call it shucking and jiving. So, Mr. Mace, can you give us some up-to-date? What's going on with you, man? I hear some good things, but I want you to tell America.
Oh, man, yes, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, first and foremost, man, I got to give my thanks to the high priority sales, you know what I'm saying, for putting me in position to, you know what I'm saying, first just to be me. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Like right now, man, we're working on a tour, you know, so we got an independent tour we're putting together, got that bag, and also, you know what I'm saying, I'm working alongside of, you know what I'm saying, D. Percy Miller, Master P, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the campaign, you know what I'm saying, with the soundtrack, and everything that's going on with that, you know
yes,
what I'm saying,
sir.
Me, Pink Day,
yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying, Sean Ross. You know what I'm saying? I got to thank my boy, Sean Ross, for plugging me into that whole No Limit situation. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing in disguise. I appreciate it. I mean, just right
amen,
now,
right,
I'm just trying to put these shows together, you know what I'm saying? Get recoup some of this money we done spent, you know what I'm saying, going out here on this road. And right now, man, we pushing the single. I got the Tetris single. It's off in the play. And I'm going to back that up with me, Master P, and NBA Youngboy with this Out of Me single coming right behind the Tetris single. Like we here for the long haul. We ain't going nowhere.
Man, that sounds hot.
That's
all right. All right, we ain't been, but with no further ado, you know, hey, Jay Boogie says, and they send it to me. Y'all get ready for the world premiere on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Y'all give it up for Mr. Mace in a show called Tetris.
Yeah. My money in blocks like Tetris.
LexTopDollar.com.
I got some work flowing today. I'm finna stretch.
Want
to get all my work on today. Even the extras. Texting the plug underlay. Did you get the message?
Hello?
I'm about one call away from it looking like Tetris.
Somebody break.
From it looking like Tetris. 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 I'm texting the plug underlay. Can I get a bliss? I'm about one call away from looking like Tetris.
Somebody
I got no racks in the safe. I gotta sleep with a K. I'm on a roll some hills. We chasing paper every day. I done went three fed. These niggas three scared. I got them panicking. I'm fresh as fuck, no mannequin. Buy my bread like sandwiches. I'm rocking sailing run, smoking blunts. I size you up like a punt. This money got me nonchalant. I don't even see no comp. My money in blocks like Tetris. Rap niggas never stressing. God that sent me a blessing, but a nigga still finessing. I put some work in the hood. Now my little nigga them good. Pour up that drink, watch it fuzz. My diamonds be wet like a tub. I copped the ass before I had a buzz. I found a plug, then he showed me love. Fuck it, I'm selling and taking drugs. I'm in the coupe, swerving me and cuz. I got some work flowing today. I'm finna stretch.
Want
to get all my work on today. Even the extras. Texting the plug underlay. Did you get the message?
Hello?
I'm about one call away from it looking like Tetris.
Somebody break.
From it looking like Tetris. 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 I'm texting the plug underlay. Can I get a bliss?
Can I get a bliss?
I'm about one call away from it looking like Tetris.
Somebody break.
Some stuff in the boss up with no punchline.
Connect the dot.
I'm in the kitchen, I'ma whip four until I get nine.
Stretch the blocks.
Big boss, so I get this shit by the boatload.
Titanic, nigga.
Then turn around, I'ma flip them bricks to them dope holes.
Don't panic, nigga.
I got it all from the loud to the raw to the cocoa.
I'm plugged in.
Then tell I switched up so they are not close.
No.
I get money, I got the power, I am not gold.
Call Thomas, nigga.
I'm plugged in, so really you can have that block post.
You a runner, nigga.
Break it down like Tetris.
They vanish.
I whip it up so I can stretch it.
Like Manwich.
I call the pull twice.
It's showtime. I can get them gone tonight. That's it, no time.
I got some work flowing today. I'm finna stretch.
Want
to get all my work on today. Even the extras. Texting the plug underlay. Did you get the message?
Hello?
I'm about one call away from it looking like Tetris.
Somebody break.
From it looking like Tetris. 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 I'm texting the plug underlay. Can I get a bliss?
Can I get a bliss?
I'm about one call away from it looking like Tetris.
Somebody break.
I hate my blood. He's just a day away. Blink, I'm a Shakespeare. Cause I got some major plays. In the hotel, ride Fred Taylor wearing gators. I cheat nine Chuck Taylors. Leave you wet like a sailor. 20 different color bricks, catch. 20 different color whips, black. 20 bands on me, nigga, flex. Martial law to protect it, taking.
I can make your blocks snow like Antarctica. I can make your grass blue like uncut lawn. Get your whack now for unpaid funds. All these bricks got me feeling like a goddamn don.
You
Wow. Woo, that is fire. Mr. Mays got that bag entertainment. The new No Limit in the building. Man,
that's hot.
Well, Safari, right. What do you think? You're the first person I heard this about, Mr. Safari.
I think it was dope.
And I appreciate it.
Wow. All right. Hey, well, Safari, we're going to get you with Got That Bag Entertainment. You roll with us in the new No Limit. Yeah, that
That's
part.
Wrong.
Yeah,
That's
we about to take it to the cradle to the grave. Uh-huh.
That way.
Let's go.
That way. Hey, Mr. Mace, we got to say thank you for joining. How can people get in contact with you and this Got That Bag 10K movement?
That's really simple. I got the website at gotthatbag.net. I have a Facebook fan page, Mr. Mace, 10K The Movement, Instagram, GDB The Boss, Instagram, 10K The Movement. If you Google GDB, you're going to get me.
Hey, say no more. Well, we thank you for joining in, man. That part. And, hey, we're looking for you to do great things. And, you know, the sky's the limit. It ain't no limit. We're going to take it to the bridge. Got that bag. So we'll be looking for it. And we're going to have Safari in one of these next videos, one of these movies. She got to be in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't happen
no
other way.
Yes.
So, Mr. Safari, but before I go into this special mix that DJ Sir J Boogie did, I want to know, can you tell people, how can people get in touch with you and follow you?
It's Instagram. It's at Safari. That's spelled SAAPHYRI. Twitter, same thing, SAAPHYRI. So, yeah. Both of them the same.
All right,
Facebook,
then.
I think it's Safari W.
Okay. You followed it, and I'm following now, too. So.
Yeah, I followed you today.
Okay, I'm going to go in and follow you back.
There it is.
All right, that part, that way.
Yes.
All right, DJ Serge Boogie. You want to, again, Safari, love you, sis, love you. Be back on the West Coast in about 10 days, and we're going to turn up. We are going to turn up. You're more than welcome to stay, but we got to get in this power mix with DJ Serge Boogie, and like we talked about, Nipsey. Nipsey Hussle, that way. What you say, Safari? Hustle and what?
Hustle and motivate.
Yeah, that's
Hustle
on
and
that.
Motivate. Okay. Well, no further ado. Y'all can listen to this mix.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you. You feel free to come back. Bring all your friends. I'm going to have a reunion. Flavor Flav reunion. I'm going to have all y'all on here. The Delicious. All y'all. Come in and turn up. Y'all can take over the whole station. I want y'all to take over. Y'all can take over my hour. I definitely want that, Safari. That way. That part.
You sure?
I ain't say no more.
Now.
No, I'm positive. But you got to let DJ Sir J Boogie they do the music part. Yeah, he'll do the music part for you.
Okay.
And I'll just organize it. And you run it.
I will be back again.
All right, Mr. Nate, thank you again, too. Love you, girl.
Listen to the mix.
Y'all listen to the mix.
Okay.
Mr. Nate.
All right, J Boogie. All right, we're going to do it like this, y'all. One time,
Let's
DJ Sir J Boogie, hey, at the time when we're going to do it, hey, Nipsey Hussle, this goes out for you. My dude, my homie, much love and respect.
Love.
And may God continue to bless you and your family, you know, and give them the grace and mercy that they need during these trying times. Bill Freddy, though, the best of Nipsey Hussle, DJ Sir J Boogie, come on.
Non-stop Boogie. The Real Sean Ross Talk Show. Never gonna love no broke. Whoa. Love that on that beat. Ride round, out of bounds, 40 cal, 30 rounds. You make it from nothing, such a wonderful feeling.
my clothes expensive, my whole belly. Start to lose friends when they notice you winning. They see that we winning. Start to lose friends when they notice you winning. They see that we winning. Came to get money, pat on my back cause I did it. I pull up in four, blowing smoke through the cellar. You make it from nothing, such a wonderful feeling. My clothes expensive, my whole belly. My car go fat, my pockets fat. I take your and we go shopping in sack. I'm a popular Mac, never stop for them racks. Dipped a lot of them racks, why I f*** with this rap? Tussling back, so they stuck in the sack. Playing Russian roulette, me I'm f***ing the best. I'm a f***ing exact, money, power, respect. All my weapons is fresh, on the west I'm a rimmer. Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling s*** in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, the respect, then the power and the come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Playing no games with you. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you. I laid down the game for you. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you. Own the whole thing for you. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you. Gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth, you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a f***. Nobody tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to back. All black bitch. Without no tent, so you can see the gold glow when the sun shine in. But Pirelli's on stock, I want no real. Want a big stash spot to put this 4-5 in, I want. All my ballin' in the fast lane, 100-something thick when we pull up to the valet. Park and hop out with the mad face, cause thanks you. Turn down since the cash came. Four bad hard shots, then we bust back. Bulletproof everything, you can trust that. You done it like we done it, I suggest that. Cause would you rather be the victim or the suspect? No, I can't too far. Change my ways, no, I change my bra. Change my chains, never change my squad. And stack till I can change my car. Cause I wanna be
Non-stop boogie.
Look, I'm coming straight off the slump. A crazy motherfucker named Nipsey. I'm turned up cause I grew up in the city. It's caution, so you rap is trying to diss me. I go on, that's why your bitch wanna flip me. Big turn rivals into rosaries, extended clips. I give a who you supposed to be. Straight off the block, I sold to buy groceries. That's rap money, no advances, all royalty. You broke, you can follow me. It's get money, keep some hollow heads logically. And I'm aware I'm a side boost the economy. Pay taxes to these corners and putting it work as a policy. It's white chalk on the corners. It's yellow tape on the gate. Choppers up above, that's cuz some tiny lopes run the streets where I'm from.
This is a small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. 20, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. We come through daytime with the lights on.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a switch in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold killing. You gotta keep the devil in his hole. But you know how it goes. I'm front line every time it's sold. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through a Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that saloon, just smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruise, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all fluent. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap to motherfuckers choose to. I'm a fresh off the block, I ain't even really left yet. Best on the west, hands down, no question. And my Adidas got the Slauson boy etched in. And Black Sam keep the money invested. All I do is check rappers off the checklist. Now I'm beef, I eat beef for breakfast. Now I'm sleep cause these streets is hectic. I don't make beats, I just put them on my necklace. Real never ran, never snitched. The old pop at you lame cause I'm sucker proof. Don't play no games,
got the proof. Don't play no games, boy, I'm about to prove. Look, I don't give a f what you done. I don't give a f where you from. Thought you ran your mouth, go and get a gun. Then you slumped on the scene, that's a hit and run. All y'all Bloods now, all y'all Crips now. Now big draws, I'm Jake Prince now. I frontline wars, we can't fix now. Bought latex gloves, that's no Prince now.
I sitting on deuces while the burn. Still been rap music cause I want more. All money in, it's just us four. It's just Copy, it's just Harvey, it's just Rembrandt. It's just Adam, it's just Black Sam and both the facts. Where your 600 bands, where your Rovers at? Where your Cuban links, where your Rollies at? Where your big booty bad staple posters at? Where you hustle, where you run from the police at? Where you ever represented hope, where the hopeless at? Where you had to take an oath before you sold the sack? Dealt with all the pressure, played it like you never noticed that. Amongst it all, put yourself on the map. Turn into a booming operation, where your focus at? Where your 600 bins, where your Rovers at? Where your Cuban link, where your Rollie. Loaded bases, that's my motivation.
Non-stop boogie.
2018, motor transportation. Got me feeling over anxious like a home invasion. My dough inflated and I'm more creative. Like a couple big deals, but it's no parade. Just a couple every generation. I wasn't supposed to make it out with the golden matrix. And when they get to speak, it's like a coded language. Remind me that they strengthen all the stolen greatness. We used to scratch at the mobile station. Full circle, mobile motivation. My self-educated school negotiation. Got these sharks that I'm sitting at the table with afraid to bait. No 10 on my Mercedes, that's for inspiration. 2 kilos on my neck like the Navy. West Side, lost the nav, know my demonstration. Born and raised, y'all affiliated. It's really greatness. Riding around like I really made it. Loaded bases, I'm going Willie Mays. Yeah.
Listen to my ambition, cause I'm on one. Swinging for the fences for the home run. Even further beyond into the universe. But I've got to make it to first.
The real Sean Ross Talk Show.
Yeah. I was driving around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
Local and they know that. Logo on my flow mat. Courtside Chamberlain throwback match my Rolex. Everywhere I go flex. Valet Park on some
I got money.
Burning rubber. Wearing cameras that was undercover. Under pressure made statements turned on their brothers. Never judge you but the streets will never love you. I wonder what it comes to in your brain for you to run to. Ones to hate us, and cuffers and mace. Call us dumb, cause our culture is contagious. Third generation, South Central. That live long enough to see it change. Think it's time we make arrangements. Finally wiggle out that mace. Find me out in different places. When the spoke by the door, this the infiltration. Double back dressed in blue lace.
Lord, my right hand is God.
Non-stop boogie.
Look, I ain't nothing like you, rap. Hustle man, that's a fact. 32 inch, spin my. Spend $1,000 on some t-shirts up in sacks. Look, I ain't nothing like you, rap. Hustle man, that's a fact. 32 inch, spin my. Spend $1,000 on some t-shirts up in sacks.
Almost forgot what I was doing. Almost forgot where I was going. I've been driving, I've been smoking. Almost forgot what I was doing. Almost forgot what I was drinking. What the hell have I been thinking? Now I'm just riding through the city. Now I'm just riding through the city. And ain't nobody rolling with me. And ain't nobody rolling with me. It ain't a problem, I'm gonna get it. It ain't a problem, I'm gonna get it. This is true, 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 true.
The Real Sean Ross Talk Show.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies. I ain't telling no lies. Double.
5, 4, 3, 2. That time I got to you, that money, my dreams come true, my life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Case. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers are throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. 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 Way.
There's my Spanish speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
J Boogie, we got 10 seconds. What you want to say? We got 10 seconds.
Shout out to Trader Truth for putting together the Nipsey vigil in Houston. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, hey, like I do, I like to leave people with a little something to take away back. So y'all just get along with me. Thank y'all for tuning in. Much love and respect to the staff and everybody. We love y'all. We're going to do it.
Ha ha ha!
All right.